Today, a panel of FDA advisors is considering whether to approve the first ever pill to increase sexual desire in women. The drug, flibanserin, had already been rejected twice by the FDA, in part because of nasty side effects, including dizziness and nausea. Some women's groups, including Even the Score, a group supported by the drug maker Sprout, say the FDA has gender bias. The agency has approved more than 20 sexual dysfunction treatments for men. But some doctors say sexual dysfunction is not the same in women as it is in men. Let's bring in Emily Nagoski. She's Director of Wellness Education at Smith College, the author of Come As You Are, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life. She joins us now. Emily, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And we want you to elaborate on the difference between men and women. And by the way, we want to try to have this conversation in a family-friendly way, maybe a little kiss in the car. But we know that in women, we're talking in this pill about sexual desire. In men, most of the time, we hear that we're talking about physical ability. So tell us more about that difference.
Yeah, there's a distinction sometimes between arousal and desire. So it's not actually accurate that there are 20 or so drugs for men. There's really just the PDE5 inhibitors, and there are about six along with a handful of the different formulations. So that number's not very, it's a little misleading. And what those drugs do is not increase desire, but increase blood flow to sexual parts. They do exactly the same thing in women. They do not increase desire.
Well, and why is that is what's needed when it comes to pills for women? Is this what researchers have determined is the problem in women?
It's what drug companies have determined is the problem in women. Unfortunately, the definition of sexual dysfunction that they're using is outdated. They're using HSDD, the new diagnosis, female sexual arousal disorder, interest or arousal disorder, includes what the last 10 or 20 years of science have told us about sexual desire, which is that spontaneous, out-of-the-blue desire is not the only healthy, normal way to experience desire. There's also responsive desire, which emerges in response to arousal rather than in anticipation of arousal. The women who are participating in these trials often do have intact responsive desire, but they are so thoroughly convinced, as we all have been taught, that spontaneous desire is the only healthy way to experience desire, that they're filled with self-criticism and judgment, and that is making it much more difficult for them to experience pleasure.
Well, so what are you saying? Because the drug makers and those who support the pill, flibanserin, are saying that there is a brain dysfunction in women and that this pill addresses that.
Yes, they have these really beautiful images of brains that are lit up with and without sexual arousal issues. But I would point out that just because brains are different doesn't mean they're necessarily one is broken.
Well, I'm trying to hear. Are you saying then that instead of a pill, women who feel that they have this dysfunction might find a partner who might spend a little time with them?
I think what's happening mostly is that women want to experience sexual desire and spontaneous, out-of-the-blue sexual desire, and their lack of spontaneous desire is disrupting their relationship so much that their relationship is actually feeling really tenuous, which makes them feel really scared. And the brain mechanism that governs sexual response has two parts. There's the sexual excitation system, which responds to sexually relevant stimuli and says turn on. But there's also a brake that responds to all the potential threats, and it says turn off. Most often when people are experiencing difficulties with arousal, desire, orgasm, it's because there is too much stimulation to the brake. One of the most effective ways to reduce stimulation to the brake so that the gas pedal can do its job is to reduce self-criticism and allow your sexuality to be what it is.
Yeah. Well, and yet some are pushing a pill. Do you think it'll be approved?
I'm not persuaded. I think an increase of one more sexually satisfying events per month is not enough to counterbalance a sedating effect, the equivalent of four glasses of wine.
Emily Nagoski, again, that's the side effect that the FDA is considering. She's Director of Wellness Education at Smith College, the author of Come As You Are, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.